The Green House, the oldest remaining townhouse in Heinsberg. The Green House is now no longer green, more of a brilliant white. Its name dates back to a time when houses were named according to their special features or owners. House emblems like crosses, crowns or eagles adorned the facades, so that even people who couldn't read or recognise numbers, as was mostly the case at the time, knew which house it was. The green paint of the greenhouse was characteristic for the period. The greenhouse is Heinsberg's oldest remaining townhouse. The first mention of it can be found in 1637. The previous building had burned down in the devastating town fire of 1635. This led to the greenhouse bearing the inscription, "All things pass like smoke. If God wills it, so do I." A devout Protestant merchant family owned the house and premises from the 16th to the 18th century. The first recorded owner was a presbyter, responsible for poor relief assistance among the Reformed community. The wealthy family owned several townhouses, as well as farmland, and engaged in farming and large-scale commercial trading. When the textile industry was booming in the 18th century, the family not only traded in this sought-after commodity, but branched out into production too. At the beginning of the 19th century, the greenhouse was sold. Its subsequent uses included serving as the company headquarters for a paper manufacturing firm. A descendant of the original owners then acquired the greenhouse in 1882, to set up his watchmaking business there. In 1907, the house was bought by the Heinsberg watchmaker Karl Kuppers, whose own descendants then ran a watchmaking business in Heinsberg's oldest townhouse right into the 21st century.